Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, it's Josh, and it's time for another glorious, some would say fabulous, Quick Takes episode. I really enjoy these. It's so nice to just have a chance to kind of talk about some games that maybe you haven't heard of, games that interest me, without having to dig too deep on them. You know, sometimes it's just that nice thing to have a friend say, hey, you should check this out. I love it when you guys do that with us. Honestly, it's great to hear about these games that I have never played. You know, I cover some of these on my Steam wishlist episode. A lot of those came from recommendations from you all. So thank you for those. Keep them coming. We really do pay attention to them. And they're a lot of fun to talk about. All right. I know this might catch some of you off guard, but I am going to talk about a Nintendo Switch game. Yes, that's right. I actually do play my Nintendo Switch. Now, it's not very often. You guys know I'm a 95% PC guy. It's not that I have anything against consoles. I'm currently in between consoles right now, waiting for either the Series X or the PS5. I'll pick one of those up when it warrants it. But for now, you know, it's mostly PC. But we do have a Nintendo Switch. My wife loves it. Her and I play a game that I'm actually going to talk to you guys about here today. And that game is Mario Golf Super Rush. I have always made it known that I love Mario Golf. I find the games to be a lot of fun. I actually like most of the Mario sports games, but there is something about Mario Golf that I have always loved. I don't know if it's the turn-based gameplay. I don't know if it's the fact that you get these special shots where you can really mess up your opponents. Maybe it's just the fact that my wife loves this game, and so it's one of those games that her and I actually play together a good bit, and so I have fond memories there. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I love Mario Golf and why I think it's well worth you guys picking up as well. Now, funny thing, Paul and I were going to cover this in a Quick Takes episode. Paul even went out and bought it. As things happen around the podcast, we got busy playing other games, and so our time has been tied up with those. And I don't think we're going to wind up doing this in a quick or in a deep dive. Paul to this day has not even booted it up, I don't think. So so it falls on me to talk about it. But hey, it's going to make for a good episode as well. Okay. So Mario Golf, it's exactly what you would think. This is the rules of golf, Mario style. My favorite mode in this is just the plain old golf mode where you go up against, you know, either the friend that you're playing with or you can play online people. I've done both. You know, like I said, my wife and I usually play together. You guys know this is going to bug me, but she whoops me in Mario Golf. I don't know why. I'm pretty good at video games, but there's something about golf that just clicks with her and the timing. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's infuriating. I love the fact that she can beat me and she definitely rubs it in. So that's good for her. But all right. So in Mario Golf, there are a lot of options in this game. One is the characters, right? It's not a Mario game if you don't have access to the full character list. And in this one, there's 20 characters that you can actually pick from. And every character plays a little bit differently. Some characters like King Bomb-Omb are just, you know, and Bowser have just insane strength and they can whack the golf ball further than anybody. Now that comes at a price because maybe they're not the most controlled. So even though they can crush the ball 300 yards downfield, maybe they can't control their slice, right? And so that's going to be some of the trade-off. Somebody like Mario or Yoshi has a lot more control over the ball, but they can't hit it as far. And so there's that strategy there as well, which is really nice. There are now, because they've actually continued to release new content as free DLC, there's now 9 different courses that you can play as well. And of course, with golf, it's 18 holes on each course. But they just released a couple new courses just a few days ago. I have not played those yet, so I'm actually really excited to jump back in and try those out also. And the courses are wildly different. You have your rookie course, which is just green and easy to hit shots. Maybe there's a couple trees. And then that ranges all the way to very, very difficult, Bowser's, you know, castle or this new Donk City that they got where there's just a ton of obstacles, really strong winds, lots of hazards and stuff like that. So there's a little bit of something for everybody in that regard. But one thing that Mario Golf does very well is it allows for a wide range of skill levels, right? So from beginner to expert, you can compete no matter what. Now, obviously, somebody that's played an awful lot is probably going to have a better grasp of the different holes and the best routes to take and stuff like that. And as you play a character and you progress, you actually do unlock better clubs, better sets of clubs, which allow you more control over the ball. So you know, as you move up, you might be able to put more control on it to where you can curve the ball one direction and then curve it another direction. And so when you unlock the expert clubs, you really get the ability to craft your shot and to curve around trees or up over mountains and things like that. So it adds a lot to the gameplay there. Now, part of the fun is that every character has a unique ability. Sometimes that's knocking other players out of the way. Sometimes that's, you know, if you're Wario, it's creating a lightning cloud to where people can't hit the ball full power or it'll electrocute them. You know, there's just a ton. Luigi creates like an ice, like field, almost like a blanket of ice on the ground. And if anybody hits that, their ball goes rocketing off and stuff too. Now, this game is called Super Rush because there is a very fun mode where it's a race. It kind of combines a race and golf at the same time. So everybody hits the ball at the same time. And then you all go running down the field as fast as you can. You have some movement abilities. You've got some abilities that will almost like tackle people or take them out to try to, you know, be the first person to get to your ball, to hit it again. And, you know, it's all time-based. So whoever completes the course in the least amount of shots in the fastest time wins that round. It's pure chaos. It is a lot of fun. There are a lot of people where this is their favorite mode. And, you know, I get it. For me, I like the kind of slower pace of just playing golf, but the Super Rush mode is really a lot of fun. And I love that they've incorporated that in there as a mode that, you know, you could play 100% of the time and just have an absolute blast. And then the final mode is they have like Battleground Golf. This one's kind of interesting because it takes Super Rush, and instead of everybody playing the same hole, what it does is it puts you in this arena with like six different holes. And everybody races to claim a hole. So if you're the first person to sink your putt in that hole, then you get control of that. And then you know, whoever has three holes first wins the entire round. And so that's kind of neat as well, because there's a lot more strategy involved as to which holes do you try to get first. You know, do you, you know, hurry up and rush and risk missing shots, or do you take your time to try to hit these putts? But then maybe somebody beats you by just a few seconds, and then, you know, you spend all that time on that hole for nothing. So Mario Golf, Super Rush, ton of fun, lots of different game modes, lots of different characters, lots of replayability, online play, competitive play, co-op. I mean, it really kind of touches on everything that you could want out of a sports game. Highly recommend this one. I mean, you know, you guys know me. I don't play a lot of Nintendo Switch and stuff like that, but this is one of those games that I really have such a good time playing. Really recommend it. It's very well done. It does not get old quickly. I think it's well worth the money. And if you pick it up, I can whoop you all at some golf. So if you do pick it up, let me know, because would love to have some online competition going as well. So check it out. Mario Golf. It's Nintendo. It's probably $60 no matter when you're listening to this. But again, I think it's worth the money. All right, that's it. If you pick it up, let me know. If not, you know, that's okay too. I hope you enjoyed this Quick Takes episode. Thank you for the support of the show. It's crazy how the podcast is going right now. Paul and I are so excited for the future of this, and we owe it all to you, to be honest. Without you guys and gals, we wouldn't be doing this. And so thank you from both of us from the bottom of our hearts. Okay, I'll see you guys on the next Quick Takes. Thanks a lot, and have a good one.